5, 4, 3, 2. Welcome to Flowing with Famous. What happened? Man, this is getting off to a rough start.
Oh, boy.
Welcome to Flowing with Famous, your all Fresno podcast, where we talk about all things Fresno.
Yeah. Funny thing is, we could stop and do it again, but we won't.
No, we won't. I am Famous Whitewater, a.k.a. Joshua Teehee. With me, as always, the podcast guru of Fresno, Mike C.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah. We took some time off.
I have adjusted to the summer heat.
Already, good.
I'm in.
Good.
I'm in.
You're ready for it now.
Yeah, no worries. No problem, man.
How long does it take you to get acclimated?
It takes,
a week, first, right?
Yeah, it takes a good week. There's that first random heat wave that'll come in May.
Like 100.
And then it just shocks you, and you're just like, oh, my God.
Did
this
we get
is
that?
Impossible.
This, I don't think we got
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we way. Got one. Did we? Couple okay. of those okay. days. Not hundreds, though. You're right.
Right, yeah.
And then it just, June comes, and then you're in. Like, don't, yeah, just be in. And then, it's a week of upper 90s, right. low hundreds that it takes. And then after that week is over, then I'm like, all right, I'm acclimated.
Just start sweating. It's
so
fine.
I'll be fine until, when it sticks around in September,
and it
when
will.
It starts sticking around like mid September, then I'm that's when I start breaking. And yeah. I'm like, okay,
it's been too long.
Okay,
yeah, I feel like we've had a fairly mild summer so far, comparatively.
You know? To me too, it feels like the other day was like a one degree off from record or whatever. It still was like,
it's no big deal.
We
haven't had two, 3 weeks of 100 degree weather. But we'll see
what we're saying in August.
We'll get there. So lots of stuff has happened since we last talked.
Yes.
So
we had a little extra long break, so we got plenty of things.
Plenty of things. Where do you want to start?
Well, there's just as a follow-up, we have more stuff on the... the infamous Smart and Final Corner now.
Is
the Smart
and
Final
called?
District.
Blackstone.
Blackstone. We have the Save Mart closing, and now I guess Smart Final is going to move in there.
Yeah.
I don't know if we mentioned that or not. I think
the last
we did.
We probably mentioned it, yeah.
But then Olivier is like... There's I like it because there's blogger drama.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. So, here's the thing. Well, first of all, let me step back and say, recently within this week, I actually began really looking at this, blog. I think it's called Stop and Move, and, it's a local guy, and he does like city planning, transportation, kind of blogs. And what's really great about it is he will, use pictures to sort of show you what he's talking about. So he did a blog about Smart and the Smart and Final, and he sort of just laid it out. Here's the area of town, the blocks that we're talking about. Here are the lots. Here's what they look like now. Here's what Smart and Final wanted them to look like. Here's what the city was saying, blah blah blah, and had this really kind of in-depth blog post about it. And as part of that, he quoted some of Clint Olivier's quotes from the newspaper stories as this whole thing was coming out, and then sort of refuted a lot of what Clint was saying. So I read the blog post, and I was like, man, this is a really good recap of what happened. I think people should read it. So I tweeted it out, and I said, at Clint Olivier at City of Fresno. And I get this, the reply back from Clint that says, yawn, hashtag, stick to the plan fail, hashtag, elitist blight makers, or something like that.
Those are catching on, by the way. That is, if you look on Twitter, that hashtag has gone trendy. Crazy. Everybody's like, oh.
And, you know, good for him that he can figure out hashtags. You know?
At least it's a rare Fresno politician that actually interacted on Twitter.
And so, I sent him back, and I just, I said, I fail. I don't see how this is either elitist or blight making, but okay, you know. And it's just, I really have a problem with that attitude of something that you don't agree with being like, that's elitist. Like, it's elitist to want smart planning, or it's elitist to want good things for your city.
It's a really stock answer that means nothing. Like, reply, like,
right.
It doesn't, you know, whether even if you put it the other way and said that's just conservative BS what does it mean? It doesn't mean anything.
Right. But
like,
you say,
come back with like an actual
statement,
like a real statement that might make
sense.
And
here's the truth about it. If you want to talk about elitist, I find it kind of elitist that someone would think that they have a better grasp of the issues than the people who actually worked on the general plan, or the people who sit on the planning commission or the Tower District Review Committee. You know, like, to me, there are people who went to school for years to learn city planning, and you're going to say that you understand the issues more than they do because you got elected to city council. I mean, that to me seems a little off, you know. So, also in Clint Olivier news, so let's go back and just make sure everyone knows the news, though, is that the Smart and Final is going to be taking over.
The Smart Samantha.
And here's another thing. If you want to talk about blight making, so he's, you know, his point, Clinton Levy's point in this is that somehow the general plan is making blight. Okay. If you want to talk about making blight, how about we talk about the Walmart that moved in and that Clint was all about, and then that quickly drove two businesses out of
two
the area.
Two grocery stores
gone
out of
so,
the area.
And luckily, Smart and Final was there to pick up that that space where the Save Mart is. Otherwise, you would have an empty building there,
right?
And regardless of the city plan, general plan.
And no offense to Smart and Finals and Dollar Store and Dollar Generals of the world, but it's not a. I don't know that your neighborhood's on an upswing when Dollar General takes over a Save Mart or a Smart and Final. They're fine. They serve their purposes, but
it's very sad when you look at that Blackstone and you look at that neighborhood. That neighborhood went from having two grocery stores to having. What?
A Walmart
and a Smart and Final, neither of which are grocery stores.
Right. And how is that? Vons is a nice grocery store, too.
How does that better serve
Seymour's fine,
a community, you know?
Right.
But I think that's a whole other situation. Anyway, in more Clint Olivier news, he is running for assembly.
Wow.
Yeah, so he announced... State Assembly. He announced this week that he was doing that. There was a video. He had a press conference outside of Sam's Deli. Had a bunch of people there, and
well, that was quick. Like, isn't he just one term as a councilman, or did he go second term?
I don't know. I think
he's on his second term, but
yeah.
Okay,
but he's moving on.
Good luck with
that. So I watched the announcement video. You know, there on the Fresno Bee, and I was hoping that there would be something snarky I could think about it, but. He seems sincere and authentic in what he wants to do. So, hey, more power to him, hope it works out.
More Fresnans in the state.
Yeah, can't be a bad thing. Yeah.
Regardless of political affiliations.
Right. Sure. All right. So there was that one.
Damn the river. Damn the train.
Damn the train.
Damn the river and damn the train.
Damn the, yes. I don't know what.
It's Brandow, bro.
Oh, there's Brandow?
No, that billboard he has on 99.
I understand. I'm catching up now. Yes.
Damn train. Thumbs down to train. Thumbs up to the dam.
Right, yeah.
Mr. Brandow. Governor. Yeah. With your train. Do we want the water.
I think we talked about that last time.
Because yeah, we did.
We Brandow'd.
I have a new Brandow watch.
We have to have...
We have a Brandow watch segment.
Yeah, go ahead.
Brandow. I got to pull some... Reed, can you pull some clips of Brandow saying stuff? No? All right. Damn it. Reed's not there.
That'd be great if we could.
Because we need bumper for the segment.
Right.
Well, now he's. I don't know if I'm disagreeing him with this branding or not.
Okay.
I'm not,
okay.
It's not terrible, but also I don't really want to accept something Brandow says. finally, the West Side, the kind of northwest side of town, west of 99.
Right, that whole
Clinton
area.
Clinton in 99, mm-hmm. Grantland, right. All Shaw, all that kind of stuff out there.
Right.
Just kind of just such a big mess area.
Does that include that new stuff there on Herndon?
Yeah.
El Paseo
or whatever? Nah.
No. So we're talking...
El Paseo's on the other side
of the freeway. Okay.
All that kind of stuff. Well, he wants to dub that area as River West.
River West.
And I don't know. I mean, it's not a terrible name.
Yeah, it's on. I mean, it's like a little on the nose.
Yeah, something better could be called.
Yeah,
but it's also not horrid.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
Because
it's been getting some attention lately. Because even the mayor was like, because we've been saying on this show how that area is just so weird.
Yeah. You just go out
and
there,
you just
like,
don't know what's going on out there.
Is it a city? Is it the city, Fresno County?
I don't know what's happening here.
Are those goats?
Yeah.
chickens running
and
through the
so basically, there's like that's the that's Fresno's next growth area
as development wise.
And that's where they're gonna kind of at least their idea is to push stuff out there, whether it's going to happen or not. So they're out there walking around doing, publicity pictures out there.
Yeah, Brandow.
Look at them walking around and pointing at stuff. Look at that over there.
I want to be a councilman just so I can walk around.
And then you see the picture in the beer, you're like, wow, they're out there doing stuff.
Yeah, these guys care about who was it? Him and...
It was in the new councilwoman.
Esmeralda?
Yes.
Yeah.
She was out there, and that was the third guy out there.
That's the crazy thing about the districts here in Fresno,
because it was there's three districts out there, I guess.
Well, and Esmeralda, her district includes the tower, and runs all the way out there. I mean, it's huge, interesting. Mm-hmm. So, you're saying what?
I'm just like noticing Brandow's like labeling stuff, wants to call it Fresno West, and I don't know if I should go along with it.
Hey.
I guess that's a challenge to us to come up with a better. I've always dreamed on the Fresnan. At one point, I wanted to do although I can't do graphic design worth anything,
sure.
It always stopped me. And then I'm always afraid to ask other people. The couple times I've always asked graphic designers to do stuff, it turned out badly. So I'm just completely scared to ask graphic designers.
Because the work was just no good, or
It's just
did you
such,
ask them to do it for free?
No. Oh, okay, but it was also, there was like no agreed upon payment. It's always just this, it's just unwielding to ask graphic designers to do stuff as far as I'm concerned.
Is it people you know?
Because it's like, am I going to, right.
Right, yeah, okay.
And it's like, how much am I going to pay him? What if it sucks?
Right.
And a couple times I've asked, it like kind of was sucky. So I was
okay, I'm done.
I'm just afraid.
Okay. So, anymore. But your idea.
The only time it worked out was when Brian came up with the Fresnan. Building logo.
Yeah,
that's Brian Harley.
Oh yeah,
that was all Brian. That one actually worked well.
And how much did he get paid for that?
He got paid nothing.
Well, there you go.
Thanks, Brian. but when I don't make money, so it seems cool.
No, that's
if I were to make money, then
you would give him, $50 or whatever it was.
Right. Yeah, I was gonna give him some beer, but Brian doesn't drink beer really.
Well, there you go. so.
But no, oh, but, okay, but your I'm idea. Saying is, Let's get I, back. My, I've always wanted to like rebrand, like do my own dream version of rebranding the districts in Fresno and making districts where there aren't districts.
That's
and,
beautiful
and stuff.
We should do that.
So we need to think of like what's better than a River West.
Yeah.
What can we think of for that area that's better than River West?
I don't know. We'll throw it out to our listeners. Maybe they'll have a better idea.
Somebody on Twitter or so. Or
I mean, River West isn't bad, but like,
it's like
yes, it's west of the river.
It's like an initial thought of like, what should we name it? River West. Okay, that's a start.
So as you get south, more south.
I mean, you're still south of the river. You're not west of the river.
Doesn't the river
you're west of 99?
Yeah. So it kind of makes no sense.
A little bit. I guess the northern border of it is the river. So
okay. Yeah. We'll think about it.
Yeah, we got
river. I mean, that's. I think people like bro. People like saying
this is river, history. We could be naming his like people 100 years from now because. Who know? I don't know when the Tower District was dubbed. I assume when the Tower went in, the theater went in. Yeah. Like this is the Tower District. Now everyone just like forever. That's the Tower District.
Yeah, until so something else. But it can change because the Cultural Arts District. The Mural District.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, it's the Mural District.
Is it?
It's the Mural / Cultural Arts.
Not as long as George Hostel is working at the B. It's uptown. I refuse.
It is uptown according to like city maps and things. Like I think he is very.
He's
correct.
Going the very journalistic.
I think he's actually done the research to find out exactly.
He's like you guys are all wrong.
Everyone's saying he wants to be correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Brandow
watch.
All right. What else? What do we want to go with it?
The big. You know, now it's the drought and everybody's like drought shaming,
yeah.
And, you know, letting your grass be brown and yellow. And now they're saying how, I guess.
Your yard looks fine, by the way.
It's pretty brown, dude. It's pretty brown.
You have drought tolerant plants, I see.
No, the plants I'm trying to keep alive. The grass is it's yellow. But, I guess they're saying now, like, because a lot of people have been putting in the artificial grass.
Oh, yeah.
And Bill McKeown came out with a thing saying, like, this isn't all that environmentally friendly.
Right, yeah.
The artificial grass.
There was a big story about Granville, and they started putting in artificial grass. Like, that's the default now. Mm-hmm. And you have to pay more for real grass. But yeah, I don't think it's probably any more. You know, yes, it doesn't take water. Okay.
Well, they're saying, like, if you do have animals on it, you're going to have to wash it.
Right.
You're going to have to, use water to spray it down.
Yeah.
It gets freaking hot hell.
That's what I hear.
You got to spray it
and
down for that.
And it possibly causes cancer.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Cardboard causes cancer. Well,
I think when the sun hits that stuff and it off gases.
Oh, yeah.
Different things. So
interesting.
I don't know. There's good... Good and bad.
It's best to just put in some drought tolerant plants and just forget the whole.
Why do you need the green lawn?
Grass, real grass, fake grass.
People think that it looks so awesome.
Yeah.
And it's like.
It does and it doesn't.
I think it's one of those things like, how did that ever happen in the first place? Like, what kind of crazy world do we live in where in the middle of the desert we decide, like, oh, I think grass will look good.
Yeah.
It's because we want to act as if...
we want to pretend we're not in a desert.
Well, and we want to pretend like we are the kings of everything, you know? Yeah. It's like, look at me, sitting in the middle of a desert with my green grass.
Yep. F you, that's America.
Yeah, totally. Well, I think it's definitely like a West Coast thing. You know, because in the West Coast...
Well, the East Coast, they don't even have to worry about water, so...
Well, yeah. But also, in a lot of places, it's a different kind of, the layouts of cities and things are different, you know, as you go back east. And I don't know, it's kind of crazy out here, but. Speaking of Granville, are we done with
what
this?
What have they done?
Are we done with this
yes,
topic?
Yes.
Okay. So, Granville has a think tank, you know? Granville Research.
Oh my God.
And they
science Granville. We're scientists.
So Granville Research, and they recently ran a full-page ad in the Fresno Bee. I don't know if you saw it.
Yes, I did.
It's a glass of water, drinking water, with a fish in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tagline was something like, this fish is killing you or something. I don't know. I can't remember. I'd have to look it up, and I really should because – but something to the effect that, you know, this fish is more important than your drinking water or your right. water in general. And, you know, playing into that old argument about the Delta smelt and how there's we have enough water, but it's being channeled somewhere else to protect the Delta smelt, like, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I don't know where they're thinking there's just a crap ton of water. All they have to do is open up the delta, right. and we can get it.
We are in a drought. Like, yeah. you know, this, it's not as if...
Obama caused it!
Right. But it's, I mean, there has been less rain. Like, we are in a drought. Like, I don't understand.
Like, the last 4 years, it hasn't rained?
Like...
For 4 years, we have not rained, barely.
It's, I don't know, it's weird, but what's...
I am, like, when I was up in Yosemite a couple weeks ago, I was just shocked that there was just even water running. Like, there was actual running water in places. I'm
and
like,
you were so you
like,
so
where
happy.
Is this coming from?
Yeah, the mountains.
Mountains.
It stops before it gets to the valley because mm-hmm. I have heard that the liberals and the, environmentalists, they want the Central Valley to dry up so that there's no more farming.
Yeah,
farmers.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
the environmentalists don't like farmers or farming, and there's they really want to see all
there's
that.
Like, there's like two people from San Francisco that have like commented somewhere on the internet somewhere, so they have extrapolated that right. these two people that are like there shouldn't be farming in the valley.
Right.
Are like are part of some huge
conspiracy
to stop farming in the valley,
to stop destroy farming, yeah. to destroy it. And I don't know. So
you ain't destroyed, like almonds themselves are over a billion dollars a year.
I think that's the
you're not gonna you ain't destroying nothing.
That's the thing that I think people don't realize is like if you look at what the Central Valley produces, like realistically. 98% of the tomatoes, you know, in the world, 80% of all of the, you know, stone fruit in the world, like whatever. I mean, it's ridiculous. So to think that like anyone is trying, I mean, A, that they could do that.
Right. Well, yeah, that's my point. I'm sure there are some people that would some like hardcore people are just like, hey, there's no water, then don't grow anything.
Right.
Like, I'm not with that person. Like, we have technology now. We're in this, it's 2015. Right. We can take water from where it's plentiful and bring it in here because we have the best soil, best environment to grow things. So we should be getting water in here. I don't think we should just live off whatever's right here. If we did, then Los Angeles can't have water.
Right.
We're going to have to cut Los Angeles off. We're gonna have to cut San Francisco off. You can't have Hetch Hetch anymore. We're gonna take it. We're regionally closer. Sorry, San Francisco. Deal with it. You find your water. Yeah. Like I'm on the side of us conservative or whatever.
Sure, yeah.
But not to the point of where I think it's people are going to stop us from farming and that there's a shit ton of water up in the Delta that's just
hiding
sitting
out.
There.
Yeah.
Or that it's worth killing off a species. So we can water our lawns.
Right.
Well, that's the way the Granville ad spoke to me. Was
Granville
like,
Research, please.
Yeah, oh, the research. They're scientists.
Just so we know. Well.
They're like, we built all the homes. We built all the lofts. We've moved on to science. We're now science developers, guys.
I don't know.
So, I don't care about a Delta smelt so much, but I do care about, like, if I don't have a lawn and a Delta Smelt gets to survive, right. I'm pretty okay with that. Like,
right.
Like, I don't... They're just like, you're going to let this smelt tell you you can't water your right. lawn? Yeah, I can. I don't care. It's a species living on the earth. I right. can not water my lawn so it can survive. So it can,
yeah.
That's really why.
Right. Anyway, I found it really interesting, and I think it's
why is a developer even getting involved in that?
That's their new thing. They're like, really making a push.
Why would like
to be? Is that gonna into?
Is that gonna politics? Garner business? Like, oh, like I'm buying a grandma home. They believe in my water rights.
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't looked into the.
Are they paying enough. So much as Granville? Is this drought costing Granville?
Oh,
really? Are they like now they have to spend a little bit more energy developing the lawn? Like the yard is drought tolerant,
right?
Is that more? Is that weight so much more expensive for Granville to put in a drought tolerant landscape than if they just throw down grass and bushes?
No, because they throw down fake grass.
Right. Well, fake grass is even more expensive than putting in. I can spend $20 and make a new lawn out there.
True.
Bag of seed and I'm done. I'm new lawn. Is that really? How is fake grass? I don't know.
I agree.
I'm confused, Josh.
I don't really know what they're. I haven't looked into it enough.
Why would they waste their energy? I don't get that. Like, just build houses and shut the hell up.
And lofts, please.
Yeah, also. And lofts. Lofts are great.
Anyway.
All the lofts. It's just going to be Loft Central. They still, like, what's funny is Becky and I were driving through downtown the other day, and Becky was just like, where are all these people coming from that are, you know, just seeing, there's always the new loft going up. Right. Like, where are all these people? And then the next day, the Bee had an article, like, look at these young people. Coming to downtown.
You know what, really, it made me feel old. Because I was like, man. I've been living downtown for close to 10 years, and
there was the one girl that has the Fresno blog.
Yeah.
Now it escapes me now, but she has a nice blog. It's mostly around downtown. And I'm just like,
Fred's blog. I think it's called.
It's like the next generation bloggers. Yeah. Like now I'm like the old blogger guy. Like, these people are doing stuff, and I'm not.
Right. And I felt the same way. It's like, oh, I remember when I lived in downtown. I mean, I still
you
do.
You still do.
I still do, but I remember when, you know, like...
You just don't live in a new loft.
Right, yeah. Okay. Let's take a break from all this talk. Go to a
band of the episode.
So, it's not really... It's not a band. It's a dude. And I think we've had him on the show before. We featured his music on the show before. I think he's cool. I really dig it. It's Sahab.
Sahab? You want to hear?
Sahab.
You want to hear?
Well, let me cue it up, because it's the reason that I think it's. He recently did a cover tune, cover version of. Rihanna has a song, new, it's not new now, but it's called Bitch Better Have My Money. And it's
a, and then Dirty Bastard song?
Yeah, old but Dirty I think Bastard there's several. There's also AMG had a song back in the 80s, Bitch Better Have My Money. Or 90s, it was a great song. But anyway, so this is Rihanna's song, Bitch Better Have My Money, it's great. And as redone by... Sahab
playing with my money is like playing with my emotions. See you.
bitch better have my money. That bitch better have my money. That bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my bitch better. Bitch better have my money. That bitch better have my money. That bitch better.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Yes,
I think it's
good. Sahab does excellent work.
Yeah, he's a good. So he's a producer, musician, whatever, and he does a little yelly stuff like he does here. So, and the guy's hustling, man. The guy's always hustling, or it seems to me at least.
Seems to be.
Yeah. So
that's what you got to do. Make it as a musician in Fresno, man.
That's a little her.
We got to do everything. Well,
I don't like to do.
Doesn't
that.
Matter. Blogger, podcaster, yeah, musician. Whatever.
You got to do.
You got to hustle, man.
Yeah.
The newspaper writer.
Newspaper.
Hey,
blogger. Yes.
I'm on. No, uh-oh. Wait. I'll save uh-oh. It. I'll save it for plugs.
No. Plug section. Okay. All right. What else is there? I got
you got something?
Well, maybe one or two. I got one more thing.
I want to know.
You
like,
want to know?
Oh, we had the poet laureate.
For the state,
and he passed away.
Right.
And so we had, you know, the state had to replace their poet laureate, and I guess the new poet. It came from here as well.
This is a national.
From the area.
Not national.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
This is the national. So, okay. So the National Poet Laureate is, I forgot to mention, is from the state. Do you have his name there?
I don't know.
We should be
That's
well.
Why I brought it up, because I don't know anything what's going on. But I'm just like, the last two poet laureates.
So there was one in between them.
Oh, there was.
Yeah. So it was Philip Levine.
Right.
So he was from Fresno. Well, he had Fresno ties. I mean, he was from Fresno. He was here at Fresno State as part of the poetry department. It was a huge big deal, and he did live here for a long while. So, so Philip Levine, and then there was another poet laureate in between, and then now the new poet laureate. And I want to say his last name is... Man, you caught me off guard.
But
I would have come a little
my
more
point,
prepared.
My point
he's from
is,
Fowler. He's the first Latino poet laureate that they've had.
You know,
he also taught at Fresno State. And although he was in the, I think he was in the...
Juan Felipe Herrera.
There it is. Yeah.
There you go.
So, yeah, no, it's really interesting.
That like, do you think is there something about being from the valley that would create a good poet to be like coming up from this kind of environment where you're, I don't know, maybe that we're isolated, we have this really mixed culture that
the
rest
struggle.
Of the country doesn't have. There's a struggle we have that a lot of the country doesn't have. Does that a factor in why we've had the last two or three poet laureates here?
I really don't know. But I think it does speak well for, you know, for the area, definitely for Fresno State and the legacy that Fresno State has in terms of literature. I don't know. If I had to guess, I mean, I do think that there is something about being in Fresno that, you know, if you can make it, you know, in quotes from Fresno, it is because you have made it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not because, you know, you got lucky and someone spotted you or whatever. It's really because you did the work and were really good at what you do. So, I don't know. But that's definitely a feather in the cap, I would say, of Fresno.
Well, there's a kind of not really well related, but... kind of the feeling of being related. I guess there was, because the Grizzlies, the Fresno Grizzlies have been like,
going
against the Sacramento and stuff. And there was something I missed.
Rivalry.
Yes. But I guess Sacramento had countered with like just basically saying Fresno's nothing or something.
Well, no, so they did Fresno's.
Fresno's nothing.
Nothing, right? So we don't know anything here in Fresno. And I was actually going to mention this because I think it's 100% spot on. Is like So Fred, you know, the Grizzlies spun it, and you know, their whole thing was, yeah, we know nothing because we come from nothing, and everything that we have, like, we fought for and built on our own without anyone else's, you know, helping us out, or you know, you know, and the things that we have are real and authentic because, you know, we don't.
Yeah,
there, you know, we have nothing, and therefore we come from nothing.
Yeah, you tweeted, I retweeted that, but it, yeah, Nick Haas did some
good, from Nick Haas. Yeah,
he did some good stuff, like that. You know, like it's in your heart, but I can't articulate it. Right, and he like articulated shit like, oh yes.
Do so you have it?
Like,
read it.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, what are the biggest differences between Sacramento and Fresno? The best way to answer would be to use the Fresno's Nothing logo flip the Sacramento Rivercats made in their attempt to zing the Grizzlies. When you really think about it, Fresno definitely knows nothing. Fresno knows nothing all too well, because Fresno came from nothing. This is the part of the state that missed the gold rush. We don't have Hollywood, or beaches, or the Silicon Valley. Everything we have here, we built or grew from nothing. And not because it was trendy to call yourself the farm-to-fork capital. We grew ourselves into the agricultural capital of the world because we had nothing and we were hungry. When you come from nothing, you have nothing to fear. That's the difference between Sacramento and Fresno. We don't call it Wackramento out of jealousy. We call it Rackramento because we don't identify with you. You are not our capital. We are fearless, hungry bears who came from nothing, and this is our home. Welcome to Gralifornia.
That's beautiful.
Boom.
Yeah. That he could be the poet lawyer. Yeah. That kind of froze. Shit. No, I really, and yeah, I tweeted that, I retweeted that because I really thought it was sort of poignant. And that's sort of the Sam Hansen, who does a lot of the marketing, who is the marketing manager down there at the Grizzlies this year. That's his whole push, you know. His whole push is like,
oh, it's been like the best, the
you know.
I know that the Grizzlies have won awards before for their marketing, as far as baseball, you know, whatever baseball AAA awards are. So this year they've got, I can't imagine anyone's doing a better job.
Well, they definitely, and they actually went to Sacramento. They took a bunch of people up to Sacramento for the game.
Yeah.
And just, you know, the team won and they killed it. And so, yeah, they're doing a really good job. But they're also, I mean, doing something that I think is, and I actually, I think at some point I may write a column about this. But, you know, I think that Fresno in general can learn a lot by what the Grizzlies are doing this year, you know, about like being unapologetic, just be who you are, be Fresno, you know, really buy into the things that you do and do them well and don't care. And don't, you know, try to be pleasing everybody to make friends or what, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No, you just, you do what you do and you do it the best that you can do. And people will latch on because it's good. If you make good stuff and you do good things,
yep,
people will come, you know. So
there we go.
Anyway, yeah, that was a good one. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so my last thing, I think, is this competition that they're doing, Downtown Fresno Partnership and the Downtown Fresno Foundation, which I guess, you know, works with the partnership, is doing a, they call it the Create Here Business Plan Competition. And the idea is you get entrepreneurial types to come up with business plans and submit them. There's an application process. You submit your business plan. You have it all done out, and they kind of work with you, and there's a process. And then the winner gets $10,000 in cash, a year of free rent, $10,000 to kind of build out the space that you're using, a bunch of like marketing and development kind of stuff. Excuse me. And the idea being, at the end of this, that you have at least one business, new business, that's going to be created.
Yeah.
Or and really possibly more, right? So the hope would be that any of the businesses, or, you know, most of the businesses that go through the process of doing the application and really honing in their business plan, at the end of this, they can go ahead and start their business, you know, and hopefully do well and be successful and be successful downtown. And the hope is that they're going to get different new types of retail and entertainment downtown. Okay. So from that, you know, position, what are the types of businesses that you would like to see downtown? Because I have my list, you know, I, for my column this week, I actually, this is what I talk about. And so I have my list, but I'm interested to see what kind of things other people, and it could be anything, retail, it could be an amenity, it could be a entertainment. What would get you downtown?
There's a couple things. Yeah, well, I already go downtown, so you don't need to do anything for me. But, all right, in theory.
What would help?
Right, you know, okay, what would it? No.
Well, if you were like, ooh.
Yeah. I'm sorry. There's a couple things I've always been saying. And the one, I've said it on here before, is I want to see a definitive, like a David Fancher style restaurant.
Uh-huh. Okay, you want like a destination?
A destination restaurant.
Yeah, okay.
And I know there's restaurants downtown. I know there's... No.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm talking about like a
you want
Pismo.
The big
I want Tahoe
sign.
Joe's.
Right, you want
I
the
want
whole,
a Pismo's.
Yeah.
Something definitively a restaurant that like everybody, you know, it's not reliant on the government 9 to 5 Monday through Friday culture.
A destination. It's a destination.
It's open 7 days a week. It's busy 7 days a week. Yeah. I want that. Like I know El Torito is sort of like that. Like sort of the closest thing. Downtown that's like that. But
there are definitely some places, you know. But yeah, I understand what you're saying.
I don't know that it has to have it, but. I like to me if I see that, then I'm like, but downtown, like
we've made it.
Yeah, it's made it. All right. The other thing is, you know, you see parks in other parts, other cities, areas that are definitively like, this is Golden Gate Park. This is very San Francisco. I've been to Vancouver once, and they have this gorgeous woods park that's like across the bay, and it's. So, like, well, what's Fresno's thing is agriculture. And I was, like, always wanted to have a park that is filled with agriculture throughout it. So you've got a natural park, something like Woodward Park, but instead of, like, pines and things,
you would have fruit trees.
You would have fruit trees and different, just kind of mixed out throughout.
That's brilliant.
Downtown somewhere.
That would be really cool.
It's so somewhat sizable. Yeah. It doesn't have to be like Roding Park size, but like, you know, that kind
of... And then people could pick the fruit as they're walking through.
Orchard Park is my... Whoa. That's what it should be called, but...
That's a genius idea. Yeah. So my number one... the thing that I'd really, really like to see... is more breweries, another brewery.
Yes.
And this is already going to happen, so okay.
I think
but
so.
I think that if there were at least one, two more breweries down by Tioga Sequoia, I mean, you would really begin to see the synergy there.
Yeah. It's a national trend that we're behind on, so it's very plausible to have. I mean, it's not like... excessive, like this is very common in other cities to have many breweries by them each other, so it would be pretty awesome.
I would like to see a gym. I think I wouldn't like to see a gym. I wouldn't go to the gym. Okay, let me just put that out right now. I'm not going to be.
As a Fresnan,
but I can't. Let's switch it a little bit and say I can't believe there's not a gym downtown already.
The young people that love the gyms.
Right. I mean, I just think that it's kind of, in my mind, it would be a no-brainer. You find a floor of one of those buildings, and you gut it out, and you put a gym. Could you imagine having a gym in the Security Bank building where it's just one of those floors and it's a gym you can look out,
yeah,
see that, like, ridiculous, you know? Yeah. It would have to be nice. I mean, obviously, there would probably need to be security of some sort, mm-hmm, going in and coming out. There would need,
well,
to
I'm
be
gonna need to park parking right in front. I better be able to park right in front.
Could be
Josh.
An issue. But I mean, I just think that, you know, to me, that's an opportunity that's waiting to be filled. So, I'd like to see a pizza place.
Oh.
But here's what I want.
Ooh, wow.
Here's what I want.
Wow.
I want a pizza place. Yeah. I know. But I want a pizza place with that's a hangout place,
right?
I would love to have I would like to see like bocce ball or like an indoor horseshoe pit, mm-hmm, okay, or something, like something really cool like that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, retro video games, like the, yeah, you know, something like that. So you could totally come and hang out, but then you could also maybe just get pizza by the slice or whatever. Uh-huh. Yeah. Pizza place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God. Yeah. Jesus.
This
there has to be, I think next year we're having, I mean, we're going to got to be seeing that.
You think so?
It's building to that. It's building to that. I think it's just
building to the pizza place.
Yes.
Well, you know,
I mean, once you get rid of that stupid mall.
Right. That stupid, get rid of the pedestrian mall. So, you know, because I like pizza, and there's lots of good pizza in town, I think. I get pizza, but when I'm downtown, I get pizza delivered, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'll go to Popolo's. I really like Popolo's.
Who delivers downtown?
DeChico's and Pacifica delivers from Tower District.
They come from the Tower District to all the way over there?
Yeah.
I would think you would have gotten something from, like, the other, like the east side of 41 or something over there.
And there might be. I'm sure there is pizza over there, but DeChico's is the closest, and then Pacifica in the town.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, very happy. I'm very happy they do, let me tell you.
The DeChico's on Clinton and Weber?
No, DeChico's downtown, Blackstone and Abbey.
Oh, that one. Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
That one.
Oh, that one.
Just the original building.
Oh, the first one?
You know, whatever. Mm,
whatever.
anyway, but I would like a place where I could go and just and hang out and, you know, spend an entire evening. And, you know, the pizza would be awesome. And you know, they'd probably have craft beer or not, whatever. But, yeah.
They'll have Ed's Red. They would, me and Ed's.
Yeah. If it were a me and Ed. I would, you know what? If it was cool, I would even say me and Ed's.
Wow.
And I don't really like me and Ed's all that much.
It's funny how, yeah, me and Ed's is sort of a split in the... It's me and Ed's is like a love it or hate it, seems to be.
Here, I feel like...
There isn't a lot of people that are just like, I mean, I guess you're kind of like,
I'm
kind of
like, I'll eat it.
But there isn't that many people that are... It's pretty... But no, but you'll say, I'll eat it, but basically, you don't like me and Ed's.
If...
You don't want to see it, right?
No. Right. If I had choices, like, that would not be my first, second, or third choice, or maybe even fourth choice.
I love me and Ed's. Like, I'm not saying there's better. I
sort of feel
Popolo's and Mamma Mia's and Mike's.
Mamma Mia's is great. Mike's is great.
Those are all before, but I'm saying me and Ed's, good,
BC's.
Good chain pizza.
I think part of the thing is for a long time, that's the only pizza I had.
Yeah.
For probably the majority of my life,
mm-hmm,
adult life, that is the only pizza I had. Like, yeah, literally kind of the only pizza. And so at a certain point, it's like, well.
I like the canned mushrooms. Sorry. I know a lot of people don't.
You're digging.
I love the canned mushrooms.
Anyway, so pizza place. I would like the, and so these last two,
hear that, me and Ed's? Josh will go there if you go downtown. If you're the first in.
I would
Josh
go there.
Has to support you.
I really would go there, mm-hmm, and I would be happy about it. So, a bookstore. I'd like to see a bookstore downtown.
Well, yeah, good luck with that. Are you speaking from 1995 or?
I think. I mean, I've been to other cities where bookstores are succeed and do well. I mean, and it wouldn't necessarily need to be new books. Look, I don't care if, you know, but it would have to have a good selection of used books. If not, you know, stuff that I'm going to want to read. I'd like it to have like people that are working there that are knowledgeable and hip and can offer me recommendations.
They better be hip.
They better be hip. They better be hipper than me. Yeah. I better go in there and go like, I'm not cool enough to come into this store. I would also like it would be nice to have a place where you could do book signings, book readings, like all that stuff. I think there's definitely, I mean, we have the frickin' Poet Laureate of the United States here in Fresno. So it makes sense. Like, why wouldn't we have a place where we could have readings, poetry readings or book signings or any of that stuff? So. Books. And then the last one, movie theater.
Boom.
Movie theater.
Yep.
Little art house movie theater. Wouldn't have
got
to.
Got the actual theaters to do it.
I mean, it doesn't have to. We're not going to get a multiplex downtown. I mean, not for a long time, I don't think.
Yeah. So, Merced has one. Modesto has one.
Why not? Why don't we just, you know, one of those old theaters. And obviously, I know why not, because it's, you know, there are expenses and different things, whatever. But, you know, we have theaters down there, exactly like you were saying, actual theater, like movie theaters.
Yeah.
We could...
ones that Bill Sawarin hung out in.
There you go.
Liberty Theaters for lease.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is that that's the Hardee's building? Yeah. The Hardee's, Liberty? Well, there you go. Maybe someone could do that. So
we gotta get the Cornerstone the hell out of the Wilson. They are just using it for the wrong thing. Get God out of the Wilson. Hashtag get God out of the Wilson.
Put that up. I saw that Rainbow Ballroom. Do you know this band Hailstorm?
I've heard the
name. Like a rock metal band. They have a woman as their lead singer / guitarist. Kills it.
She plays guitar?
Oh, yeah. She's real good. They opened actually for Eric Church or someone at the Save Mart Center, which is weird, but because they're like a very, very rock band. Anyway, they're coming. They're going to be playing at the Rainbow Ballroom. I think it'll be a good show, I just heard. I'm glad to see that. I think the Rainbow Ballroom needs to do more stuff.
Yeah, they need to get back into I know they do a lot of the Latin shows, but they need to, because I've seen some good shows there.
Oh, yeah. What's the best show you ever seen there?
Oh, I saw Deftones.
Oh. You like Deftones?
Yeah.
All right.
Deftones fan, bro.
I saw Dancing.
From the Valley.
There. The Valley.
Well, Sacramento.
The Valley, I mean, that's the Valley. It's not the Central San Joaquin Valley.
Right.
I saw Danzig there. I saw Flogging Molly. That was a great band.
Yeah?
Yeah, I saw there. Flogging? Was it Flogging?
Anyway. Sure. Sounds
all right. Well, I think that's it for me.
All right.
What do you got anything else?
Let me look. I got Plug
It Up. Plug It Up.
Plug It Up.
So now we're going No, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we're going to plugs and recommendations as well, because I know you had something.
Number one recommendation.
Number one.
Our buddies from Spanspec Festival.
Oh.
They got a podcast now.
What?
Podcasters. Now they're fellow podcasters.
Okay, but is it good?
Yeah.
Okay.
They had, I listened to the first episode. They have Jefferson Beavers on.
Talking about movies.
Jefferson's I've always wanted to have him on the show. Uh-huh. I once talked to him in the now closed Vons on Blackstone about coming on Flowing with Famous. He's like, oh, yeah.
And then that
was like 2 years ago. So show how much I follow up on things. But but yeah, they had Jefferson. Jefferson was great. And they nice podcast.
What's the idea?
I think they're still feeling it out. Okay. But it's like, you know, talking to creative people. You know, stuff that kind of would relate to Spanspec.
Cool.
Which would be artists, musicians.
Well, I know that Jefferson has always been a big supporter of Spanspec. I think he's been there every year or something. I see him all the time.
Big supporter of Fuse Fest. Spanspec is good local man.
All right.
So, yeah, check out a Spanspec podcast.
You can get it from the Spanspec blog, I assume.
Yeah.
From that. Okay.
Just look for it. S-P-A-N-S-P-E-K.
Yeah.
And those guys, look for Spanspec Festival.
Yeah, and you should check out the blog anyway, because they do
they keep it going all
local
year.
Music reviews all the time. They're probably, in terms of local music, I mean, they might even be have one up on me in terms of what they know, the stuff they're listening to. I mean, they're a lot of times they're having stuff I'm like, oh, I didn't know that dude had an album out. Sorry. So,
oops.
Yeah. They do a really good job.
Oh, and also Dorktown is now
Dorktown!
Past the 10-year mark.
Whoa!
And we'll
be
old. We ironically,
I'm old.
Yeah, ironically, we have gotten to 10 years now. We're on a little bit of a break as we adjust the schedule to make our 10-year anniversary show.
Okay,
which even though we're well past 10 years,
you're like it's year 12. Don't worry about
we'll
it.
We'll get there. But no, we'll. Soon you'll be hearing a 10-year anniversary show.
Awesome.
From Dorktown.
Okay,
and you might be there.
I've
you're on the schedule.
Well, I'd like to come if I'm invited.
You're on the list.
All right, I'm on the list. I can check my.
There you go. And check out the other podcast. If you like craft beer, Perfect Pour.
Okay.
We talk about a lot about local craft beer and other craft beer stuff. And then
get off my podcast.
We just did Air Force One, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And
our namesake episode. Yeah.
Was it so good for you guys?
Yeah. I don't think we could measure it up, though.
Oh.
It's just one of those impossible to measure up to the movie. So we just did the best we could.
All right. Well, I'll have to listen to that.
Yeah. What you got going on, bro? Other than the new albums coming soon.
Yeah, so I'll plug my band. It'll go back. By the time people hear that, we have shows coming up this weekend, actually, but they will be done by the time that people listen to this. Aww. So, as it happens. We do have an album coming out. I was looking at artwork for it today that our guitar player is doing. It looks pretty cool. So, maybe in a week or so, we can, debut some music here on the podcast.
Yeah.
So I'll plug that. And then, you know, my day job at the Fresno Bee and FresnoBeehive.com. Go there and look for things. I do a lot of work for people on that website with the Band Geek post and other things. So, and I assume that if people are listening to this show, they know that I do stuff there as well. But I always like to just let them know it's there.
Because
I think it's a
checking out the bee.
A cool resource. So. I think that's it. That's it. So you did your recos, you did your plug, you recos, plugs, anything else?
It's all, bruh.
I think that's it. All right. Well, all thanks, man. This was a good one.
Yay.
People can find us on
Twitter.
Flowing
with Pod.
With Pod.
And I'm at the Fresnan.
At the Fresnan.
On Twitter. And what are you on Twitter?
At Joshua Teehee.
There you go. And that's how you can contact us.
All right.
TheFresnan@gmail.com if you just want an email.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it. We will see you next time, and we'll talk about more Fresno.
Yeah.
There you go. I'll count us out. 5, 4, wait. 1, 2, 3. Nope.
No, I'd like the five.
Four. 5, 4, 3, 2. Boom!